ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यथा मत्स्या आदि रूपाणि धत्ते जह्यात् यथा नटः भू भारः क्षपितो येन जहो तत् जा कलेवरम्। यथा मत्स्यादिरूपाणि मत्स्यादिरूपाणि धत्ते जह्याद्यदा नतः भूभारक्षपितो येन जहोतश्चकलेवरम्। यथा मत्स्यादिरूपाणि दत्ते जह्याद्यतानतः भूभारक्षपितो येन जहोतश्चकलेवरम्। यथा मत्स्यादिरूपाणि धत्ते जह्याद्यतानतः भूभारक्षपितो येन जहोतश्चकलेवरम्। यथा मत्स्यादिरूपाणि Matsyadi, incarnation as a fish, etc. Rupani, forms. Dhatte, eternally accepts. Dahyat, apparently relinquishes. Yatha, exactly like. Nartaha, magician. Puparaha, burden of the world. Kshapitaha, relieved. Yena, by which. Jaho, let go. Tat, that. Ja, also. Kalevaram, body. Translation. The Supreme Lord relinquished the body which he manifested to diminish the burden of the world. Just like a magician, he relinquishes one body to accept different ones, like the fish incarnation, etc.
Ramadi murtishu kala niyamena tishthan nana avataram akarat bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna sang samabhavat parama pumanajo Govindamadi purusam tamang bhaja. Govinda is Adipurus. So Adipurus means the original person. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is said by Krishna himself, Matta parataram nanyat. Kinchijasti Dhananjaya. I am the Supreme Person. Now, there are different forms of God. Advaita Yachyuta Anadi Anantarupam. There are different incarnations. Just like Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesa Arjuna Tishtati. That Krishna, he is staying in everyone's heart. This is also another incarnation. Antarjami, super soul incarnation. So just imagine how many anantayakalpate, these living entities are unlimited. So, this incarnation, Ishara Sarvabhutana, the Lord in everyone's heart is staying. So how many you cannot count, there is no question. Not only that, It is said that Anantarastham, he is staying as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu within this universe. We should always remember that without spirit soul, there cannot be any material development. That is practical. Just like the seed, the living soul, for changing his body, he is put into the semina of a male. Karmana daivane trena. This is the process of changing body. Daivane trena. This is meaning how you have to change your body. That is not under your control. After your death, you are unconscious. Just like when you are on the surgical operational table, you are completely under the surgeon. He puts you on the table, you are unconscious, and he is operating as he likes. You don't protest. Similarly, we have got three conditions. This is awakened stage. We are talking, but at night we dream. That is called sapno stage, dreaming stage. And there is another stage when you don't dream, you are simply unconscious. If somebody has got surgical operation, he might have the experience that completely unconscious. So then dream comes. When you come to consciousness, from unconsciousness you come to dreaming condition. From dreaming condition you come to this awakened stage. Similarly, you go from this awakened stage to dreaming condition, and from dreaming condition to unconscious stage. So as in the unconscious state, surgical operation takes place, you have no hand in it. You simply do not know what is happening. Similarly, you are creating a condition of next life by your karma. Just like a clerk in a big establishment, he is creating situation by his work, whether he will be promoted to a higher official position, or he'll be degraded, or he'll be rusticated. He's creating. Similarly, we are creating our next life. This life is a chance for creating next life. Tatha dehantara prati. You have to change your body. But that depends on your work. It is not the na kasyachit srijati karma. This karma is not created by Krishna or God. You create your karma. You like this. Somebody wants to come here and somebody does not want to come. That independence is there. That independence is otherwise. There are millions of people here in Los Angeles. Who is coming here? Nobody. Like, they are not interested in Krishna consciousness. So, this is the position. You create a situation of your own. Just like when the surgical operation, you have got a bowel and then you have created by contamination, and the surgeon is simply operating. He has not created that situation. Similarly, your transference to another body is not God's creation, it is your creation. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajonishu. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, you have seen. Why one is born in low-grade family, one is born in high-grade family, one is born animal, one is born human being, one is born as demigod. Why? What is the cause? Karanam gunasangasya. Karanam, the cause is, as he has infected the modes of material nature. The material nature is going on in three modes. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. It is up to you. If you associate with tamagun, then you become next life, an animal, or tree, or fish. There are so many degraded conditions. Jaghanna gunavrittisthya adhogacchanti tamasa. Those who are in the darkness modes of material nature, they go down. Adhogacchanti. Degraded. So we create that situation and after death we become unconscious. And the superior agents, prakriti, he takes you. Just like the air carries the flavor. You do not see how the air is passing and where the air is there, but it is there. You are smelling very good flavor because the air is carrying, but you do not see. So these rascal scientists, they think that because we cannot see, there is no soul. The subtle laws, he doesn't know. How the soul is so minute particle, 10,000, 1/10,000 part of the top of the hair. Now, how can you, your material science can see it or understand it? Therefore, they say no soul. But the soul is there. And he is being carried. He is being carried by nature's subtle intelligence, mind and ego. These are subtle material things. He is covered. As long as he is in the material world, he is subtle body. The subtle body is being carried to another gross body. This is the science of transmigration of the soul. So you are also changing body. We have to change body. Similarly, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Krishna has got also Ananta Rupam. Our Rupam, our this form is imitation of one of the forms of Krishna. This is imitation. But his forms are not like our forms. His forms are spiritual. He's existing in different spiritual forms. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Ananta means unlimited. But every form is spiritual. So, he's changing. He's changing Jatha Natra Dharo Nata. He's changing like Nata. Nata means actor, dramatic actor. Just like in the state, the dramatic actor is sometimes coming as a king, and next time, by changing the dress, he's coming as a villain. This is an example. Similarly, Krishna is the same, but he has got different manifestation. That different manifestation he takes. Why? Na bhubhara kapita. Bhubhara. He comes in different forms just to liquidate the burden of the earth. Bhubhara. Bhubhara Kapita, just to reduce the burden of this earth. When demons are, demonic civilization is there, then the whole planet becomes overburdened with their sinful activities. It is very easy to understand. When in this state everyone is rogue and rascal, then the state becomes overburdened. Overburdened means the duty of the state for arranging police, military and other things, it becomes very much confused. Similarly, if the people are all law-abiding citizens, then the government has no burden. Let things go on nicely, everything is going nicely. Similarly, this is also a great state, the universal state. So when people become rascals, rogues and demons, it becomes very much overburdened. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Dharmasya glani bhavati. Dharma means not a sentiment. Dharma does not mean. Dharma generally is translated as religion. So everyone can say, I've got my own religion, you've got your own religion. Why you trouble to convert me or convert I? They say like that. But actually dharma does not mean that. That you make your own sentiment, I make my own sentiment. No, that is not dharma. Your sentiment, your creation of some dharma, just like our Gandhi in India, he was preaching non-violence. So some Hindus approached him, said, you are preaching non-violence. These Mohammedans, they are killing cows. So why don't you ask them to stop non-violence? Then he replied, oh, this is their religious, how can I stop? What is this nonsense? If you believe in philosophy of non-violence, one may say that this is my religion, that you cannot indulge in that. If somebody says, that's like state is neutral to religion. If somebody says, my religion is to cut throat, the state will allow? You're gone with your religion? Yes, it is your religion. Will the state allow? No. Similarly, we cannot create religion. We cannot recreate religion. This is my religion. Then everyone will escape in the name of religion. Because you have created so many rascaldom as religion, therefore Krishna says, sarvadharman parityaju, rascal, give up all this religion. Real religion is surrender to me. This is religion. Otherwise, why Krishna says, give up all religion, sarvadharman parityaju. He says in the beginning, dharma sangha sthapanarthaya, I come, I descend, just to re-establish the principle of religion. Does it mean that he came to support Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion? No. He came to re-establish religion. That people do not know what is that religion. They have created their own religion. And some rascal, Swami is supporting jatama tatupa. You can create. Religion is personal. You can create your own religion and be satisfied. This is going on. In the name of religion, every rascal is creating his own religion and he is satisfied. He's satisfied. I've got my own religion. But they do not know, these rascals, they do not know what is the meaning of religion. This religion means to abide by the laws of God. Simple definition. Religion, that is religion. To abide by the laws. Now, if you are a religionist, you cannot deny God. Without God, there is no question of religion. If somebody says, I don't care for God, by my religion is simply to cut throat. Is that religion? So therefore, one must know what is religion. That religion, very simple definition, dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Religion is the law given by God. This is religion. So what God is giving as law? The law is that you give up all nonsense religion, simply surrender unto me. This is religion. So a religious person, it does not mean whether he is Hindu or Muslim or Christian or Buddhist, he must accept God and surrender unto him. This is it. This is it. So jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati, that means when religion becomes polluted, at that time Krishna comes as Bhubhara, because as soon as religion means to abide by the laws of God, so dharmasya glani bhavati means when people do not abide by the laws of God. That is dharmasya glani, discrepancy in the matter of discharging religion. Just like when you begin to break laws, everyone, then government becomes very furious, arrest, punish, hang, these things are going on. But if you are abiding by the laws of government, there is no such question to harass you, there is no such, you live peacefully. This is the process going on. So bhubhara, when people become irreligious, not abiding by the laws of God, then it becomes burdensome. How one can say that the cut throat is my religion? Nobody can say that. That is not religion. That means he has no sense of God consciousness. He's a rascal. God conscious person, what is the symptom of God-conscious person? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Vidya vinaya sampanni brahmani gavi hastini suni cecha sapaki cha pandita samadarshina brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankati samas sarvesu bhutesu madbhakti labhate param. This is a sign of a perfectly God conscious as Krishna conscious. Pandita samadarsina, one who has understood God, he's pandit, learned. Without being learned, a fool rascal cannot understand what is God. One who understands God means he's pandit. He's a learner, because he has got the knowledge. Veda means knowledge. What is the purpose of knowledge? Veda is chasadvai ahameva vedam. That is Veda, that is knowledge. Any kind of knowledge. It doesn't matter whether it is political or scientific or philosophical or mathematical. There are different. But the ultimate aim should be to understand what is God. That is knowledge. Because you, human being, you are advancing in knowledge. But what is the goal of knowledge? The goal of knowledge is to understand God. That is the difference between dog and me. He has no goal of knowledge. He's simply eating, simply jumping and barking, that's all. That is dog's business. See, if you go on like that, eating, sleeping and begetting children and barking in political conference, then you are dog. You are not God or godly. Nobody can become God. That is... But you can become godly. Similarly, people have become just like cats and dogs. This is Dharma Saklani. Therefore, the incarnation is already there. Krishna is there. Krishna's instruction is there. But people are not taking advantage of it. Everything is there. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is to rescue these rascals from this ignorance and give Krishna consciousness. Most philanthropic work. They will become dog next life. You are trying to save them. Don't become dog. Just become God or godly. This is our movement. But they are persistent to become dog. Even they are coming here, again falling. They are persistent to become dog. So that is nature's law. What can be done? So this is the Bhubhara. Bhubhara, this Krishna consciousness movement is also incarnation of Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute. Krishna and Krishna consciousness is the same. That is absolute. In relative world, consciousness is different from the person. But in the absolute world, consciousness and the subject matter of consciousness is the same. Krishna and Krishna's name is the same. Krishna and Krishna's form is the same. Therefore, when you worship Krishna's form, it is not a waste of time. It is worshipping Krishna. Because Krishna is all omnipotent. He can accept your service. By presenting himself in his form. But Krishna can do that. That is in omnipotency. Otherwise, why Krishna will say, Patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati. Tadaham asnami. If somebody gives me something to eat, it doesn't matter, very valuable, very palatable dishes, it doesn't matter. Even patram puspam, little flower, little fruit, which any poor man can collect. Just like if you are very, very poor man, you have nothing to offer to Krishna, but you want to offer something. So Krishna says, all right, offer me a little fruit, little flower. So if you have no money to purchase, if you go to your friend, sir, I want to take a little flower to offer to Krishna. At least if he's human being, he'll never deny. Yes, take it. If he's a dog, that is a different thing. If he's a human being, you can collect this little flower and fruit anywhere, any part of the world. So Krishna worship is so easy, universal. Other worshipping method, you have to collect so many things. Then you can worship. Or you must have temple, you must have church, you must worship, worshipping place. But Krishna is everywhere. And you can collect this patram, puspam from anywhere You can worship Krishna anywhere. But you have to learn how to worship. What is that learning? Bhaktya. That is the method. Therefore Krishna says, Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Jomi Bhaktya Prajachati. This Patram Puspam is not important thing. The important thing is bhakti, devotion. That is wanted. Without bhakti, if you offer Krishna a very big plate, Krishna is not hungry to take your food. He'll not accept it. He'll not accept anything if you do not offer with your love, bhakta, love and serving spirit. My dear Krishna, you are so opulent, I have nothing to offer you because you have got everything. But I have tried to collect these things to my best power. So I am offering you, kindly take it. This is mantra. This is mantra. Don't require much mantra. That meekness, that humbleness. Krishna, I am most insignificant. I have nothing to give you. Neither you are very much hungry or you have to take. You have got many, many. Lakhi sahasra sato sambrama se bumanam. Krishna is served by the goddess of fortune, not one, many millions. Here we are praying to goddess of fortune. My dear goddess of fortune, kindly give me little fortune. I am very poor. That is our position. We are praying. But Krishna's position is that Lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama se bumanam. The goddess of fortune is praying. Krishna, Jasli gopis, they are all goddess of fortune. Krishna, kindly take little service from me. This is the position. So what Krishna, why Krishna will come to you? Take your food star. Because Krishna wants that you surrender. That is required. That is required. Therefore, we should serve Krishna. Because without bhakti, many times Krishna has said, bhaktya mam abhijanati. Simply through bhakti, you cannot understand Krishna by your so-called scholarship, scientific knowledge, and speculation. These are all useless nonsense things. You cannot understand what is Krishna. Krishna clearly says, bhaktya mam abhijanati. Bhaktya. Simply by devotional service, one can understand. Bhakti means serving, service to it. Sevan mukhi hi jivhado swami vaspuratta. When you become in service attitude, just to serve Krishna with humble attitude, with devotion, then Krishna will reveal. Otherwise you cannot understand Krishna. It is not possible. If you think that I am a very rich man, I can offer Krishna so many things, nice dress, nice food stuff, Krishna now is within my grip. No, Krishna is not so cheap. There also it is said that Vedesu durlabha adurlabha atma bhakto. You cannot understand Krishna because you are very learned scholar in Vedic knowledge. No. Vedesu durlabha. It's very difficult. But adurlabha is very cheap unto his devotee. It's very cheap. Just like Vidur. Vidur invited him. And Krishna did not go to Arjuna's house, Duryodhana's house, very palace building. Vidur, a cottage, so he went there. And Vidur, being in ecstasy, was offering him some banana. So he was so overpowered by ecstasy. that instead of giving the fruit banana, he was giving the skin and Krishna was eating. So when he came to his senses, he saw that I have given him only the skin and Krishna is eating. So this is bhakti. This is bhakti. Krishna wants that. Krishna can eat anything. Either you give the pulp or skin, he can eat anything. Because he is all powerful. And everything is equal to him. So real thing is bhakti. So when people become rascals and nonsense and do not care for God consciousness, devotion to God, that is become bhubharo, burden. That has now become. Now, Krishna has, because at the present moment in the Kali Yuga, Krishna formally came to kill big giant demons like Ravan and Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, very, very big giant. But at the present moment, where is that big giant? They're all poor. Although by mentality they are all rogues and rascals and demons, but by material condition they are very, very poor. That is stated. Mandyas mandamatayo mandabhagya jupadhita. People are so unfortunate that even the bird and beast, they can get their two meals. Eating, sleeping, mating, they have got their arrangement. At the present moment, a human being has no arrangement what he is going to eat in the morning or in the evening, whether he has got any chance of sex life, or these things are preliminary requirements. But nobody is guarantee of these things. They are so unfortunate. They are not getting the preliminary necessities of life, what to speak of Krishna consciousness. That's so unfortunate. So why should he come, Krishna, to kill them? They are already killed by the laws of nature. They are already killed, half killed. Therefore, Krishna has come in the form of his name. Please chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.